재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3. In Seoul and the surrounding areas, you are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some of the headlines on this day in history. Now, today is Wednesday. Happy Hump Day, everyone. It is June 24th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 6월 24일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? What do you guys think came out today? I'll give you a hint. It came out in 1999. Oh, gosh, that feels not long ago, but that was actually. And it is about going on vacation and getting these package trips, these package tours. So you'll probably hear some words like that. I'll read it first in Korean and then we'll switch it on over into English. So this Korean title here, it starts off saying, 패키지 해외여행, 저질 상품 주의를. So one more time, that is 패키지 해외여행, 저질 상품 주의를. And that there means international tour packages, or these international, like, tour packaged vacations, you can think of them as. But to be careful for those low-quality products, or specifically those low-quality packages. And the reason we know all this here is because a 패키지 여행 is, you hear the English word, a package trip, a packaged vacation. And it's often kind of those vacations where everything kind of is planned out. It's very, like, convenient. Often you can get nice deals from it. So a lot of Korean people prefer that travel style. Even today, I have many friends who would much rather do a package vacation than any other kind. But what they were warning about in this headline here is because there was so much competition, there was actually a tendency for low quality kind of packages. They would end up taking them to like a shopping mall or just some random street and not really the best quality package. So you weren't getting your bang for your buck, that 가성비. It wasn't really the greatest here. So they were saying, you know, when it comes to it, it doesn't always mean that the cheapest is the best. They're saying really look them over, check the ratings of the hotel, check the different kind of reviews on the package itself, and compare them with different travel agencies to see if there's a difference there. But that was kind of the reminder they got. And we know this here because they talked about the caution, which is 주의. 주의 or 주의하다 if you want the verb form here. And 주의 means to have care or caution. And basically, when it comes to my opinion on these packages here, I'm a little torn. I don't know. I guess if I am doing a vacation by myself, I prefer no packages. But if I'm traveling with my family, I think I would prefer package because we usually travel on like a cruise ship or something where we can see a lot of different places. 네, 제가 혼자서 여행 갈 때는 보통 제가 패키지 안 하고 그냥 자유여행 더 많이 돌아다니고 근데 만약에 가족들이랑 여행 가게 되면 우리 보통 크루즈십 타거든요. 크루즈는 원래는 그 패키지 여행이라고 생각하니까 우리 보통 그 패키지 더 많이 하고 그리고 뭐 다양한 뭐고 더 쉽게 볼 수 있으니까 뭐 교통비 이런 거 다 들어가니까 So I feel like it's kind of a bit of both. Does that work? I guess it depends on what your style is for that kind of trip. But that's just my opinion. I guess I like the idea of exploring and going off on my own as well. But maybe I'm a little too adventurous for the average person. I'm curious if you guys, do you prefer going on a vacation by yourself and kind of having that free sort of spirited vacation? Or do you prefer having a nice, set, easy, convenient package vacation. Let me know by sending me your message to TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. Would love to hear from you guys. 네, 여러분은 패키지 여행을 선호하시나요? 아니면 뭐 자유 여행 더 선호하시나요? 뭐 샵 1013으로 50원 유료 문자를 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. But now, let's take a listen to our next song, which is by 볼 빨간 사춘기, and it's called 여행. All right, everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM. Now, before we get into our last headline, I want to read off some quick messages about package vacations. 네, 아까 우리 패키지 여행에 대해서 얘기하고 있었잖아요. And so we'll take a look at these here. Jaewin says, I'm still underage. My parents won't let me go on a vacation alone, but I would love to try. Definitely, once you are of age, once you kind of have that experience, the life experience, I highly recommend it. It is great. I love going by myself. Azmar Fazia says, I'm more into package vacations because I'm an introvert. And that's totally okay. The nice thing about them is that it's all planned out. No worries. Eldwin Del Monte says, I like traveling on my own because you're free to do whatever you feel like, right? Lunatic Neo says, I like going on vacation with a company. Speaking of vacations, I'm going to the beach next week, but I'm afraid I can't swim because I'm going through that time of them. Ah, yeah. You know what? It's best to take care of your health first, so maybe just lay on the beach and enjoy that time. That might be nice. Charles says, I'm not yet allowed because I'm still young, but I would like to go on one. Highly recommend both the 자유여행, that kind of free time, and the 패키지여행. I suggest trying them both and seeing which one you like most. Lumos0323 says, I never went on a vacation alone. I would love to try it, though. Highly recommend. And for me, personally, Southeast Asia here, there's so many options to go, like backpacking and hiking and trekking and all these things. It's really quite nice. So definitely try it when you have the time. 부제니님 says, 저는 자유여행. 마음대로 어디든지 갈 수 있고 하고 싶은 것들도 할 수 있어서 더 좋아요. 저도요, 특히 만약에 너무 피곤하면 우리 그냥 호텔 바로 들어갈 수 있잖아요. 근데 만약에 패키지 투어라면 그냥 쭉 끝까지 기다려야 되잖아요. 더 피곤할 수도 있어요. So I also am the same way. But thank you guys so much for your messages. Now, let's get to our last headline. Hangul에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. We're going to take these headlines, we'll break them down, give you those key words and those key phrases, everything else you may need in order to understand the news these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning in to Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is about my favorite thing in the world, at least right now during Changma, which is air conditioning appliances. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 냉방 가전과 관련된 내용이네요. So, we're talking about these 냉방 가전, like these 냉방 가전 is, what do I want to say, these air conditioning appliances. So, we're going to see what they have to say in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So the headline here says, 가성비 냉방 시대, 보조 냉방 가전 로켓 성장. And now what that's saying there is the era of quote-unquote cost-effective cooling, supplementary air conditioning appliances, rocket growth. And that sounds very poetic, doesn't it? But basically what they're saying is that these supplementary home appliances, these 보조 가전, these kind of air extra, like in addition appliances here, are gaining a lot of popularity these days because this summer is expected to be a very hot one. And so a lot of people are kind of trying to get these window type air conditioners. We often think of them as the kind that you kind of install in the window area so they're not in your house. A lot of houses in Korea have a separate air conditioner, this huge thing that they put in the corner, but these are kind of that are installed outside and they kind of hang in that window area. So a lot of people are getting those, but also air circulators. I'm curious if you guys know air circulators. They basically are these, they kind of look like fans, but they're really strong and they shoot that air from your air conditioner into other rooms in your house. It kind of spreads it out a little bit more. And so apparently these are becoming very popular, especially in single-person households. They're kind of looking for these smaller-sized ones. But they're saying there was a huge growth. We had the 로켓 성장. And 성장 is the term for growth, but that rocket, it's the word rocket there, like a skyrocketed up. It just exploded in terms of growth because apparently the sales when it comes to these air circulators compared to last year, same month, it increased 53%. And compared to 3 years ago, 185%. That is crazy growth, in my opinion. But I'm curious, do you guys tend to use these air circulators, or do you have the window type? Maybe you have the mobile, kind of like the moving ones. Let me know what you guys have in your home. 네, 보조 냉방 가전들이 인기가 많아지고 있네요. 여러분도 창문형 에어컨이나 이동형 에어컨 혹은 에어 서큘레이터를 최근 구매하신 적 있나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. But now, let's take a listen to our next song by The Script. It's called Hot Summer Nights.
Since we said hello, I knew you'd be leaving. Remember, you will always be the one I'll never forget. I'll never forget. 'Cause you're a sunset girl who's...